May is Military Appreciation Month, a time to honor the men and women who serve and have served our great nation. And while we honor those associated with the military, members and veterans are fighting a different battle: finances and purpose. I'm Jim Tarabokia for the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. For many who leave the military, the biggest challenge isn't just money, it's finding purpose in a new civilian world. After years of mission-driven service with tight-knit camaraderie, the transition can feel like losing your compass. Veterans often speak of searching for that same sense of meaning. Brian O'Connor, co-founder of Veteran Enhanced Technology Solutions, explained at a recent TED Talk where to start that search.
Once you have your identity, you can then begin searching for purpose. We chose to focus on identity, purpose, and belonging, and do so through a routine of familiarity. We considered, what did we do in the military that made us feel bonded?
Financial stability plays a key role in the search for purpose. With a solid financial foundation, veterans gain the freedom to chase meaningful work instead of just any paycheck. Fortunately, several powerful financial vehicles are available specifically for former service members. The VA Home Loan Program stands out, offering the chance to buy a home with no down payment and no private mortgage insurance. Many also tap the GI Bill to invest in education or training that aligns with a new purpose-driven path. For those drawn to entrepreneurship, the VA and Small Business Administration offer support for veteran-owned businesses, including special loan programs and certifications that open doors to federal contracts. Veterans can continue growing retirement savings through the Military Savings Deposit Program, and as CNBC Sharon Epperson reiterates, don't forget about the Thrift Savings Plan.
It's a low-cost version of a 401k that's open to all service members. Choose a traditional TSP or Roth TSP, which will allow you to make tax-free withdrawals in retirement.
So whether you're still in uniform or years into civilian life, May is a good reminder. The best way to honor service is to make sure those who served are set up for financial success and purpose long after they take off the uniform. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Tarabokia.